Cooper Webb, hey, look, you went down, so the overall result wasn't there. But since you came back, you got the pole position, passed Eli back, you're running in a podium spot. I mean, overall, it's a good night, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a bummer for sure with that crash. Mm-hmm. You know, I felt like I, you know, obviously I felt like I had a podium. So, no, unfortunate end result, but, you know, it's a lot of positives to take out mm-hmm. of it. You know, qualifying first, won a heat race and had good starts and, you know, battled with the points leader. So that was pretty cool mm-hmm. and, you know, proved myself I can race with these guys and be up there. So definitely a confidence boosting kind of night.
Can it help you with future bike setup or anything with a track like this, or anything like you learned or anything else to help you, yeah. like in drier races?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's what I've been learning all year, set up and how to ride a 450 and, you know, just adapting to everything. So, you know, on a night like tonight, it definitely brings out, you know, your bike and your fitness and your mental side of things and everything. So, you know, it was a difficult racetrack, but I think that's what I enjoy. I enjoy when it's difficult like this and, you know, picking the lines and being consistent, being fast and smooth. So, yeah, definitely a lot to take out of it. And, you know, three races left, I think you know, it's nice to be back. And, you know, I felt like this is where I was before, right at Minneapolis before I got hurt. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's nice to be in the fight again.
Yeah, since you came back from your injury, has it been a little frustrating for you where you're like, hey, I was so close before I got hurt?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's definitely, you know, it was a shitty feeling at first, but I knew I needed to get healthy. And, you know, I think now my shoulder's 100%. I don't think it was quite 100%, but I just wanted to be racing and learning. So I had some unfortunate, you know, little crashes in the mains and stuff like that, but, you know, I was off too. So, you know, it wasn't like I was straight up getting 12ths, right. But, you know, still, it's yeah. definitely a big step in the right direction tonight.
Hey, the crash in the main event was pretty good. Like, you were kind of lucky to not make it get it worse.
Yeah, I didn't realize it until I just watched it. I mean, it definitely looks bad. So, yeah, I was definitely lucky to walk away harmless. And, like I said, definitely unfortunate, but at the same time, I'm healthy and, you know, got a outdoor season coming up.
So is there the secret for success for you? We'll just run one 10-minute practice from the final rounds?
No, exactly. I think that it was definitely interesting, but pretty cool. I think it makes you obviously learn the track quick and yeah. bring your speed right away. You know, I think some guys are strong at that, and some guys it takes them a little bit to get going and figure stuff out. So, you know, it's not ideal, but I think it was definitely something cool and different, and, you know, it brought a lot of different strategies out.
Less time for you to screw around with bike changes and get yourself more lost, maybe. Hey, one last question. Is Seth going to win Loretta's?
I think so.
He's going for it.
He's riding good. I'll give it to him. Okay. I'll give him credit when credit's due. I think as long as he keeps it together mentally, yeah. he's going to do some damage.
He may be on a blue crew.
Yeah. Ask JP.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right, thanks, Coop. Thanks.
Yeah.